Constellations in the Northern and Southern Hemispheres. Ladies, gentlemen, and children, welcome to our planetarium. Tonight, we are going on a journey to the stars. We will not travel to distant stars, but we will travel back in time. We will go back to a time when people looked at the sky and saw heroes from famous stories. Heroes that included strange animals, kings, and queens. When we look at the night sky today, we can still see all of these things in the patterns of stars. These are the constellations. First, let's talk about what the ancient people saw in the sky in the Northern Hemisphere. The Northern Hemisphere is the half of the world above the equator. This includes most of Asia, North America, Europe, and North Africa. People in these areas of the world looked at the sky and saw constellations that circled around the North Star. The easiest constellation to see in the Northern Hemisphere is Ursa Major, or the Big Bear. Can you find the stars that form Ursa Major? In North America, this constellation is also known as the Big Dipper because it looks like a large spoon. Another easy constellation to spot is Cassiopeia. It was named after a famous queen in Greek mythology. Her constellation looks like a big W with five bright stars. Can you find Cassiopeia on your star chart? Now, let's turn to the southern hemisphere and look at the hunter, Orion. Orion is actually between the northern and southern hemispheres. So this constellation is easy to see in many parts of the world. You can spot Orion by the three bright stars forming his belt. Can you see him on your star chart? Hanging from his belt is a sword, and his shoulder is a huge, bright red star known as Betelgeuse. In Greek mythology, Orion was a hunter who fought Taurus, the bull, and was killed by Scorpio, the scorpion. Can you find Taurus and Scorpio in the star chart? The constellations in the southern hemisphere are visible in southern Africa, Australia, and South America. See how Orion's belt points at Sirius, the sky's brightest star? This is in the constellation Canis Major, or the Big Dog. Can you find this? Moving toward the center, we see the constellation Centaurus. It was named after the centaur, which was half horse, half man. Inside the legs of Centaurus is a tight group of four stars known as the Southern Cross. The Southern Cross is easily seen in the southern hemisphere, and it has guided ships for many years. So, now we have identified some of the major constellations in the night sky. I hope you will go out tonight and look for these constellations. Use your imagination to see the bears, dogs, hunters, and queens, just as the ancient people did.